本集儿童理财高手节目由富邦证券赞助播出，富邦文教基金会内容提供。
听故事学英文 ，It's time for a story.
A big warm welcome to all my little friends and all the families. 听 Sandy 说故事啊，学英文。It's time for a story. Let's have some fun.
Hello, friends. This is Sandy. 我是彩玉老师。
Hi, friends. This is Eno.
欢迎收听本集的理财高手。今天我们的主题是投资理财要从小开始。
投资理财好难哦。
其实你虽然年纪小，但是你早就已经在学习理财了。
咦，有吗？
有啊，像是之前的节目里，我们学了怎么样存钱，怎么样分配花钱。还有学习股票的知识，这些都能够帮助你妥善管理你的钱哦。
But I don't have a job. 我又不会赚钱，我要拿什么来投资啊？ Can you give me some more money so I can make more money?
你啊，还是个不会赚钱的小朋友。比起投资金钱，还有更重要的资源，需要你先学习管理跟投资哦。
Really? 像是什么呢？
任何有限的资源，像是钱、还有时间或是知识的学习，都需要好好的管理，才能够在不浪费的情况之下妥善的运用啊。
I see. I can learn to use my time well and take good care of my things.
小朋友可以先管理好你的时间，还有你自己的物品、东西。至于钱啊，妈妈都已经帮你保管好了，有些放在保险里面，有些拿去投资买股票。
I'm going to be rich.
哎呀，重点并不是有没有变得很富有，而是学习运用而且管理好这些东西，不管是时间或是钱都是，让你未来可以用这些资源实现你想要的生活，完成各种大大小小的梦想哦。所以呢，今天我们要来讲一个发生在 Monkey Land 猴子乐园里面的小故事。
猴子也要理财吗？
对呀，你还记得这些猴子乐园里的猴子，他们不会用钱，而是用什么资源、什么东西来交易吗？
I remember. The monkeys use bananas instead of money.
对呀，整个猴子乐园有好多好多的香蕉农场。There are lots of bananas in Monkey Land. 香蕉就是他们最重要的资源。
Monkey Land was a beautiful place with lots of banana trees. The monkeys could eat all the bananas they wanted.
可是因为猴子乐园里的香蕉太丰盛了，随时都有。结果啊，就有一群猴子，他们想吃就吃，没有好好的管理。
One summer,There was a big typhoon.
有一年夏天，来了一场巨大的台风，把香蕉树全部都吹倒了。那些平常只会浪费资源，没有妥善学习管理投资，拿到香蕉就只知道吃的猴子们，一时之间啊，就只好饿肚子了。
But one little monkey named Coco knew how to prepare for a rainy day.
还好有一只叫做 Coco 的小猴子。他知道香蕉是有限的资源，平常就要妥善利用管理。在台风来袭，把香蕉全都吹坏的时候， Coco 不只让自己有足够的食物吃，还可以帮助其他猴子度过危机哦。
Please get your little ears ready and listen to the story, Monkey Land, No Bananas Today, written by 张彩玉。
Hello, kids. This is Sandy. 今天的故事发生在 Monkey Land 猴子乐园里。 Monkey Land was a beautiful place with lots of banana trees. 猴子乐园是一个非常美丽的地方，那里有好多好多的香蕉树。 The monkeys ate all the bananas they wanted. 小猴子随时都有新鲜的香蕉可以吃，仿佛取之不尽，用之不竭。所以他们总是快乐地唱着说Yes, we have many bananas. We've got lots of bananas today. 啊，太棒了，我们有好多好多香蕉可以吃，永远吃不完的香蕉。其中一只小猴子说呀
No, I could eat bananas all day long.
我可以一整天一直吃，一直吃，一直吃。还有另一只小猴子因为吃太多了闹肚子痛。
I had too many bananas. My tummy hurts. 肚子好痛，吃太多了。
There were just too many bananas to eat. 因为香蕉实在是太多太丰盛了。So the monkeys got picky. 于是这些小猴子开始变得挑剔，不懂得珍惜。只吃了一口啊，就开始嫌东嫌西。
This one is not sweet. 这根香蕉一点都不甜嘛。
小猴子吃了一口就把剩下的给丢掉了。
This one is too chewy. 哎呀，这根香蕉太 Q 了，不够软啊。呸！
他一样吃了一口而已，就把剩下的给吐掉了，换了一根香蕉，又只吃了一口。
This one tastes funny. 这根味道怪怪的。
This one looks funny.
哎呀，这根香蕉长得好奇怪哦，不想吃。
哎呀，This one is too ripe. 这根太熟了啦。
This one is still green.这根香蕉太绿了，不够熟啊。
After the monkeys took only one bite, they threw the rest of the banana aside. 小猴子们每根香蕉都只咬了一口，就把剩下的丢在旁边。
Soon, there were leftover bananas and banana peels everywhere.
很快的，地上就堆满了吃剩的香蕉还有香蕉皮。
Then the picky monkeys left the bananas out in the sun.
然后这些挑剔的小猴子就任凭太阳曝晒这些被丢在旁边吃剩的香蕉。
And went in the shade to nap.
而且都自顾自地躲到树荫底下去睡觉了。
Very soon, the bananas started to rot.
才过了一下子，香蕉就被大太阳晒到开始腐烂。
And flies flew around.
苍蝇也在旁边飞来飞去。
But the monkeys were not worried about rotten bananas.
但是这些小猴子似乎一点都不担心香蕉烂掉了。
Why?Because there were lots of banana trees.
因为猴子乐园里面还有很多很多的香蕉树啊。随时想吃，随手摘就有了嘛，哪还需要珍惜呢？小朋友，故事先讲到这边，请你来想想看，在猴子乐园里，香蕉就像是钱一样，是一种有限的资源。小猴子们不懂得好好管理，妥善利用，只会花钱，只会挥霍，这会有什么问题呢？让我们继续听故事，看看会发生什么事情哦。
One summer, a big typhoon swept over Monkey Land.
有一年夏天，一场巨大的台风横扫猴子乐园。
All the banana trees were damaged.
所有的香蕉树都被吹坏了。猴子惊慌地大叫说
，Ah no! We have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
树上的香蕉全都被风给吹掉了。The monkeys lost all their fresh bananas.树上也没有任何新鲜香蕉可以吃了。And they were starving. 习惯随时都有香蕉摘的小猴子们现在肚子都好饿哦。他们抱怨说
I am so hungry. 啊，我的肚子饿扁了。What should we do? 我们该怎么办呢？
就在这个时候，有一只叫做 Coco 的小猴子，它最特别了。它就对大家说
：“You are all welcome to my house. 欢迎大家来我家里。There are plenty of bananas to eat. 我家有很多香蕉可以吃哦。”
哎，怎么会这样呢 ？How? The big typhoon destroyed all the banana trees.
台风不是把所有的香蕉树都吹坏了吗？小猴子 Coco 回答说
：“I've been saving bananas for a long time. 我从很久以前就开始好好的管理投资，保存香蕉。” Just to be prepared for a time like this. 就是为了像这样的日子先做好准备啊。
原来 Coco 早就准备好了。他知道香蕉是一种有限的资源，不可能永远都用不完。平常丰收的时候就要好好的管理，不能浪费。就像钱一样嘛，平常要懂得存钱以备不时之需。还要有计划的花钱，不能爱花多少就花多少，随便挥霍。要是有多的钱，还要拿去投资，做别的利用，让钱发挥最大的价值。这就是在做投资理财，而且越早开始做，就可以越早享受到好处哦。那回到故事中，Coco 邀请大家到他的家里面。
All the monkeys sat in Coco's house, and they were amazed.
大家惊讶得不得了。Coco 拿出一大盘的香蕉脆片，请大家吃。他说
，Have some banana chips. 请大家吃香蕉脆片。
Crunch, crunch.哦，好脆，好好吃哦！哦 ，these are delicious。那你是怎么做出来的呀
？Coco 跟大家解释说
：“I slice overripe bananas。要是有过熟的香蕉吃不完，我就会把它切成一片一片的 ，and then roast the slices until they are dry。然后再把这些香蕉片烘干。”就可以做成脆脆的香蕉脆片啦。
Then, Coco took out a huge basket of banana peels.
接着 ，Coco 又拿出一个大篮子，里面装满了香蕉皮。咦，香蕉皮不是应该被丢掉的没用的东西吗？其他的猴子很好奇地问说：“
这些皮是要做什么的呀？” What are these for?
Coco 解释说
I'm going to deep fry these banana peels in hot oil. 我要用高温的油来做一道酥炸香蕉皮，很好吃哦。
I didn't know banana peels were edible. 我从来不知道原来香蕉皮也可以吃啊。
哇！
原来被别的猴子当成垃圾的东西，在 Coco 的眼中也是可以好好利用的超棒的资源，所以他才会把香蕉皮也留了下来。Coco filled her dining table with delicious banana meals for her monkey friends. Coco 为他的猴子朋友们准备了一整桌丰盛的香蕉大餐。他们还吃了什么呢？ They had banana pancakes. 他们吃了香蕉松饼。Banana wine. 用香蕉酿的酒。And even frozen banana ice cream for dessert. 甚至还有冷冻香蕉冰淇淋当作点心呢。原本那些只懂得挥霍，不懂得好好管理香蕉资源的小猴子们，他们简直大开眼界，也终于明白香蕉是一种有限的资源，平常就要好好管理，妥善运用，不能随意挥霍，在有需要的时候才能发挥最大的效用哦。感谢富邦证券赞助播出儿童理财高手系列 podcast 节目。富邦证券除了有定期定额存台股手续费优惠，还享有七大海外市场手续费免低收，定期定额存美股每月约定扣款最低$30就能买。现在就透过富邦证券轻松一纸开户，台美股基金开户一次完成。本集理财知识内容来自富邦文教基金会的理财学堂，这是一个完全免费的儿童线上课程，透过54堂简单易懂、生动有趣的动画，认识基础的金融知识，分五大主题：储蓄、消费、收入、投资、永续，带孩子们了解金钱跟我们之间的关系。欢迎前往本集详细资讯栏了解更多课程资讯哦。接下来 Sandy 老师要请小朋友准备好你的英文小耳朵，因为我们要再用全英文的方式再听一遍这个故事。 The story is Monkey Land, No Bananas Today, written by me and read to you by Sandy and Eno. Monkey Land was a beautiful place with lots of banana trees. The monkeys ate all the bananas they wanted.
Yes, we have many bananas. We've got lots of bananas today.
Bananas all day long.
Ow! I had too many bananas. My tummy hurts.
There were too many bananas to eat, so the monkeys got picky.
This one is not sweet,
said one little monkey.
This one is too chewy.
Blech. This one tastes funny. Blech.
This one looks funny.
This one is too ripe.
This one is still green.
Blech.
After the monkeys took only one bite, they threw the rest of the banana aside. Soon, there were leftover bananas and banana peels everywhere. Then the picky monkeys left the bananas out in the sun and went in the shade to nap. Very soon, the bananas started to rot and flies flew around. But the monkeys were not worried about rotten bananas. Why? Because there were lots of banana trees. One summer, a big typhoon swept over Monkey Land. All the banana trees were damaged.
Oh,
Bananas. We have no bananas today.
Oh no.
I am so hungry.
The monkeys lost all their fresh bananas. They were starving.
What should we do?
One little monkey named Coco saw how sad they were and said,
You are all welcome to my house. There are plenty of bananas to eat.
How? The big typhoon destroyed all the banana trees.
I've been saving bananas for a long time, just to be prepared for a time like this.
All the monkeys sat in Coco's house. They were amazed.
Have some banana chips,
said Coco. Crunch, crunch.
Wow, these are delicious.
I slice overripe bananas and then roast the slices until they are dry,
said Coco. Then, Coco took out a huge basket of banana peels.
What are these for?
I'm going to deep fry these banana peels in hot oil.
I didn't know banana peels were edible.
Coco filled her dining table with delicious banana meals for her monkey friends. They had banana pancakes, banana wine, and even frozen banana ice cream for dessert. The end. Hello, kids. This is Andy.
Hi, friends. This is Eno. I hope you like the story today.
需要文字对照的朋友们，欢迎前往本集详细资讯栏下载这集 Monkey Land No Bananas Today 的英文文字稿哦。
妈妈，我还是觉得投资理财有点难呢。
不用把它想得太复杂啦，其实你已经开始在理财了呢。
有吗？
有啊，像是学着记账，记录你收到多少零用钱，你花了多少钱，买东西的时候判断这些东西的价值，养成存钱的好习惯，这些都是在做理财哦。
那投资呢？我不会投资啊。
你的钱像是压岁钱，妈妈都有帮你好好投资啊。虽然你自己没有钱可以投资，可是你可以投资你的时间哦。You can invest your time wisely.
How do I invest my time?
投资时间的意思就是把时间花在有意义的事情上面。So use your time wisely, like doing things that are fun and help you learn and grow.
Like what?
You can read books, learn a new skill, or even help me with simple chores around the house. 像是你可以阅读，学习一个新的技能，或是帮妈妈做家事，或是啊，花时间跟家人在一起相处，让家人之间感情更好。把时间投资在这些上面都是很棒的哟。
What about playing video games and watching TV? 看电视、打电动、滑手机、看平板可以吗？
Well, it's okay to do that sometimes. 可是你需要跟其他的活动取得平衡。Too much screen time can make it hard for you to focus and learn new things. 不能把全部的时间都花在荧幕上面啊。太多的话会导致小朋友不容易专心，或是影响到学习哦。
How do I know if I am spending my time wisely? 我要怎么知道自己有没有好好投资我的时间呢？
Well, you can ask yourself if it is helping you learn or grow in some way. 如果你花时间做的事情有帮助你成长跟学习，那就是很棒的投资了。But if not, you might want to try doing something else. 不过啊，如果你在做的事情并不能够帮助你变得更好，那么你就可以考虑做做别的事情咯。
I see. Thanks, Mom.
这些资源，不管是钱啊，或是时间，都好像一颗小种子一样。
You have to take care of the little seeds.
每天要照顾种子，要浇水、晒太阳、施肥。经过时间等待，小种子就会长成大树，结出美味的果实，还有树荫可以乘凉，会为你带来很多的好处哦。而且越早开始照顾这颗小种子，你就会越早开始享受到好处。这就是为什么小朋友也应该从小练习学习理财跟投资哦。
Take good care of your money, your toys, your time, so you can enjoy them more.
By making smart choices with our money, we can make sure we have what we need and what we want. 投资理财的真正目的是要帮助我们过上我们想要的人生。如果想学习更多投资理财的基本观念，可以前往富邦文教基金会的理财学堂。Watch fun videos and learn about money. 那今天的节目就到这边结束，希望小朋友都学会好好管理你手中的各种资源哦。从小做起，长大之后，你就可以享受小种子长成大树为你带来的各种好处咯。
That's all for today. Thanks for listening.
This is Sandy.
This is Eno.
See you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.
It's time to say goodbye. Bye-bye, butterfly. See you later, alligator. In a while, crocodile.